Welcome to The Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Mark 15, 1-5, Jesus and Pilate. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests had held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priest accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, "Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you?" But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. It's morning. The whole council, we're told, is together. Is this hyperbole? Is this a statement that all the different factions within the council are there? What's going on in this process? Is this the formal validation? There was this hearing of a few that got the whole process going, and now there's a formal validation of what has been determined. We're not quite sure of all the details. We have some ideas, but it's all our best thoughts looking back. Jesus is bound by these religious leaders and led to Pilate. The Sanhedrin did not have authority to execute criminals at this time in history. Stephen gets stoned and James the Just is stoned, but these seem to be flash mobs that come together, not necessarily the ruling of the Sanhedrin. Pilate is the governor of Judea. Now, interestingly, the seat of the government was Caesarea Maritima, which is to the north. This is where Pilate would have spent the most of his time, but he would always take up residence in Jerusalem during the festivals. Remember, especially Passover was a time that would have revolution in the air. People had been liberated once before from tyrant Egyptians, and there was the expectation, and Pilate wanted to be in town to keep an eye on the crowd. Are you the king of the Jews? It's the first time in Mark that this title comes up. It's going to be an important one in the trial of Jesus. Four more times it's going to be mentioned. Jesus responds, "You have said so." It's caused some commentators to say that Jesus denies that he is the king of the Jews. Certainly Pilate doesn't interpret it that way because he crucifies him under the title with three languages, the king of the Jews. It kind of makes more sense what Jesus is saying when you read it with the backdrop of John's gospel. Jesus is basically saying, as you've said, I'm a king, but it's my kingdom is a lot different than the one that you're representing and speaking of. Jesus remains silent before Pilate, and Pilate is amazed. Fulfillment of Isaiah's suffering servant passage. He's oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. In John's gospel, Pilate says, "Will you not answer me? Don't you know I have the power of life and death?" And Jesus has that classic declaration, "Oh, power is nothing. Don't you know unless the authority is given from heaven, you have nothing over me." The so what in this passage is that we too are going to walk with Jesus to the cross. He is going to be carrying us all the way. And in these moments, he lets nothing get in the way of his long, eternal, determined purpose. We too are going to have opportunities to carry our cross. His carrying makes our carrying possible. Because Jesus is going to say, if you're going to be one of my followers, you need to deny yourself, take up your cross, and come follow me. Interestingly, in the following process, God uses evil to accomplish his good, and he uses evil people, even evil leaders. This leader, Pilate, is going to prophesy, even though he doesn't know he's prophesying, by declaring over Jesus in written form, King of the Jews, in three different languages. The now what of this passage is that to remember that God is the one who will elevate us. Sometimes his elevation will come in ways you don't expect. But we don't have to be the people that press our way forward. We simply need to acknowledge that he is one leading the procession, that will be evil people that will come against us in evil situations. But God will use them because they will be part of the process of killing the self within us, that inner self will, and coming out on the other side of the resurrection of the life of Jesus through us. And so, Lord, today we celebrate our union with Christ. We are crucified with him. We are buried with him. We are raised with him. And we are seated with him in the heavenlies. We accept the downward mobility of your kingdom. But at the same time, we take hold of the spiritual authority that you've given us to do damage to the kingdom of darkness as we move through this world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.